office, everything I try to do within my budget without coming to ask y'all for money. That being said upfront. As far as the proposal, I agree with everything except for two things I'm going to ask y'all for. One, I would like to take one employee's position, which when you figure their entire package and their salary at $1,050 or pay period, comes up to $38,652 a year for his entire package. I would like to take that. I would like to lose one employee and make two part-time positions with that money, paying $12 an hour. They'll be able to work 28 hours a week. Comes to a total of $32,256, ending up saving the county $6,396. A problem that I have, and go back to what the sheriff pointed out a while ago at 1 hour and 59 minutes and 6 seconds of the meeting and 15 that Mr. Burke said, one problem that I have is retaining employees. You're simply a training ground, and it's quite aggravating. That being said, if I take two part-time employees, one would be a inmate supervisor, the other would be put in for mowing. I have two retired gentlemen that are interested in those positions, but they do not want them full-time. They simply want them part-time. I have a lot of people coming in that want to work part-time and do not want to work full-time. So I would like to do that, and it would save the county $6,396 doing that. The other thing I asked for is nearly 50% of this year I have been short at least one employee, which tells me that I'm not paying enough to keep my staff completely full. What I would like to propose is a 3% increase across the board for my department. That 3% increase would cost $37,497.40. That would be across the board for my department, and that would be losing another employee position, saving the county $1,154.60, being able to give my employees a 3% increase. Those are the only two things. And those two combined, losing those two, if I was able to give a 3% increase plus put on the two part-time employees, would end up saving the county $7,550.60. And that's working off of their total package with their benefits included, not just the salary. That's what y'all talked about a little ago. Those numbers were given to my department by the treasurer's office. So those are the only two things that I would like to add to my budget proposal.
So am I hearing correctly, you're suggesting getting rid of two full-time positions and replacing them with two part-time people?
Yes, two part-time people and being able to give a 3% raise to my employees. Both doing within the current budget that I have right now.
All right.
And the net effect is $7,500 in savings?
Yes, sir. Doing that, what I'm trying to do is the same thing Sheriff Webb's doing. I mean, we hire people, we get them here, we train them, they go down the road. And like Sheriff Webb said a while ago, last year the $1,200 raise is a step in the right direction. We just need to continue to do that. And this is the way that I can continue to do that without asking y'all for more money.
Sheriff, did you want to respond? Did you? You were raising your hand.
With his part-time employees and what he does, of course, he employs folks that have jailer's license. And we actually take inmates out on road crews to help that offset that personnel shortage.
Yes, sir.
They come pick them up in the morning, they go out to work and bring them back. So we're looking. So that's an increase anyway.
Andy, we've discussed that, and then what you want to do is to put more people out there on mowing. It's what you're trying to accomplish. But what about the equipment to do so? What do you need financially from this court to have the equipment you need to do that? Because that's the other side I hear a lot is, well, my equipment's broke down. I don't have any. And I'm thinking, well, why do we need personnel if we don't have anything to run them with?
That I fully agree with. That is a 500-pound gorilla. We have to take it one step at a time and see what we can do within the budget that we have. Y'all cook? Are y'all cooks?
I try not to be.
All right, I'm going to give an analogy since everybody else is. You make a chocolate pie. It takes 6 eggs to make enough calf slaw to go into a chocolate pie. I have 3 eggs. Do I spread it real thin over the whole pie, or do I just put it on one side? That's what I have to weigh, and that's what the sheriff has to weigh. Where do we cut to be able to give the best for the taxpayers of this county? Where can we push more to give more for the county? And that's a problem that we're faced with. It's a problem with every department head that's here. It's a problem with y'all. There's never going to be enough money. It's that simple.
But it gets back to my question, where are we at on mowers? Are we needing more mowers? Are our mowers just completely wore out? We're buying heavy equipment.
We're getting ahead. We have slowed down because of the burn ban, because there's been counties that have started fires with mowing. So in the time that we've actually fallen back on mowing, we've been able to get our equipment running. We found cheaper parts that we've been able to get everything to be able, whenever we feel safe, to send them out there to start mowing again, to make a dent. The problem we have is we have 720 miles of road times two, because you have two sides of each road, 1,440 miles. It wears out equipment. It wears out brand new equipment.
Well, that's what I'm still...
That being said, which is more important to a taxpayer? Being able to keep a front end under your car, or having a little bit of grass like your car? And it depends on which one you ask and how they answer that question.
That's right. You talk about buying some parts and you know recognizing what you need and all that. Have you got enough money in your budget to buy extra parts that you know wear out all the time, so you got them on the shelf so you can keep going?
That's what.
Or do you need more money?
Just when something major goes down, you can't predict a major breakdown. You're going to have motors go out, the hydraulic motors. We were able to find a place in Nebraska where we could buy those really cheap. You're going to have blades. You're going to have to have.
Did you have the money to buy extra so if they break down while you're.
Well, we didn't go out and stock up with everything we had, but we can still be prepared. But once again, you never know what's going to tear up from one day to the next.
So you don't need any more money.
Trying to keep a head start.
You don't need any more money in maintenance, sir.
I'll be honest with you. If we're going to put money anywhere, I would like to have it in road. But this is the first year since I've been in office where we've had this summer. Every year we've had weather, we've had Mother Nature to deal with, and Mother Nature is key in my business. This year we've been able to cut the boys loose and let them run, and they have done an excellent job. We've worked on over 141 roads this year. And that's something that I knew if we ever had the opportunity that my guys could do it. We had the weather, we had everything. We were to a point here recently where I was going to come back and ask y'all for more money. And that's never been an issue because we've always been backed up with the weather. And this year was, I'm probably going to get burned at the stake for saying this, but I'm the one person in the world, or especially in the county, that loves the dry hot weather. Simply because my business can work when that's dry and hot. We can't do the cool weather, we can't do the wet weather. This year, we've been able to run with it. And my guys have done extremely well. What I don't want to get into is the guys see how to do it now, I don't want them to go to another job because they're trained in what they do and they've become very proficient at it. So I'm trying to give them a little bit more incentive to stay where they are and to show them that the county is taking positive steps.
Okay, I'm good with that proposal.
And ask me for anything. I'm good with that.
With the proposal?
Mm-hmm.
The two things he asked?
No, not that. Hey, you got your own in-house
county
out there.
Yeah, he's got $75. Yeah.
The majority of the repairs we can do.
We don't lose it. It's like nice. We don't lose
it. The problem that we have is the newer equipment and the newer vehicles, it takes so much diagnostics and so much training to be able to work on. I know Commissioner Spencer's asked me this before. Why do you buy older stuff?
Three of them are saying.
I buy older stuff because we can work on older
stuff. To the proposal.
If we buy new, if you buy a new piece of equipment that's not under warranty,
you're going
to John Deere, you're going to Cat, and you're looking at least a $1,500 bill.
Okay.
You buy a truck with a computerized engine that we can't diagnose out there at the shop. And we have diagnostic equipment, but ours only goes up to a certain year. If we buy newer stuff, we have to send it off to get it worked at, and it's at least $500 when it rolls in the door at the shop. So that's why we buy older stuff, because my guys can work on it. And the way I see it, with older equipment, if a man builds it, a man can fix it. With this newer stuff, it's so technical that without the training, you can't do anything with it. Now you have the DEF systems, you have the regen systems. They're basically designed where you have to send them to a shop to be worked on. And my guys are good at working on the older stuff that doesn't have all of that on it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. One more time on the record to clarify. You're asking to eliminate two full-time positions, create two part-time?
Yes, sir.
28 hours a week?
Yes, sir. At $12 an hour.
At $12 an hour.
No insurance.
And give a 3% across the board raise?
Yes, sir.
Does that include you?
Sir?
Does that include you?
It does. I can take me off of it. I just did a straight, I took the salary allowance from my department.
That's a $7,500 decrease in your budget?
Yes, sir.
Or it's of the actual costs? I mean, not your budget probably, but it's because you included insurance?
Yes, I included insurance and the retirement and the wages and the FICA taxes.
I'm just watching the auditor.
75.
Yes, sir, a little over 75.
Do you have your calculator?
What amount of sand and gravel do we take out of that land that we bought?
Ma'am?
The land that we bought for sand and gravel, what portion of the sand and gravel do we use out of that land?
The sand and gravel line item, since we have our gravel pit, we have a sand pit, what that's used for is buying riprap rock, which is anywhere from a 3-inch to a 12-inch, depending on what size we order, rock to control erosion. We put it around the ends of culverts, we put it in ditches that are bad washing. That's what that line is used for now.
Okay. And while we're talking road and bridge?
Yes, ma'am.
Asphalt. I've been for 6 years, have different, and you know, one of the Barton Springs out there is wanting road work done. They've been asking for it for 6 years, and their roads are getting worse. I would like to see a portion of the asphalt budget go to fixing some of those roads every year instead of in a pot.
I had a conversation with the president of the Barton Springs Homeowners Association here recently. I have never said that I would not fix Warm Springs.
I know.
I said that I would not.
With 139, and you still made by 7,000.
In my mind, what gives one area the right to take 25% more cost to fix their road than the rest of the county? And the president was supposed to go back, and he's never gotten back with me. I would be glad to cut the sections out that are bad and repair them like we repair every other road in the county.
Well, Eddie, they have a right, we accepted them as asphalt, so they have a right to assume that they will be repaired with asphalt. And not, I mean, we have them have a standard. They put them in as asphalt. We accepted them as asphalt. Other places that put in their stuff, if they put them in the oil dirt and stuff, and then that's what they want to do and they accept, then that's what they have a right to assume that they're going to be fixed with.
But who do I take the money away from? Which road loses money that I've got to put more into Warm Springs? That's the decision I have to make. So that's how I weigh it. I've never told them I would not fix their roads. They said they did not want what I offered. And I'm sorry for that. But that's what we can afford, and that's what's within our budget and our plan. Now, if y'all want to come up with extra money for hot mix, I'll gladly do it. But my personal opinion, there's people that live on county roads that drive Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Porsches, Land Rovers. They don't have asphalt. I don't hear a word from them. A good friend of mine, they have those cars, and I never hear a word from them. My problem is I spread what little bit of cash slobber I have over the whole county.
Andy, I think when we agree to take something into revenue, when we take a road in, we said we'd do it. I think that's, I'm inclined to agree with Paula that we accepted that road. If we didn't want to maintain it, we shouldn't have accepted it in the first place. Follow where I'm at on that?
I agree.
In other words, those people lived on that road, bought that property, assuming that when it was taken into inventory, that it would be maintained in such that manner as we do the other roads that we have with lesser materials. I don't know what we got to do about it, but I'm inclined to agree with Paula.
Well, that part I do. I see where you are coming from, but I'm the one that has to weigh where we're going to spend the money at with the money that I've got. My personal opinion, you take that one area, those roads should not have torn up by now. I've stated this many times before. So if we're going to point out Barton Springs, it was not done like it should have been done. Those roads should not be tearing up right now. But I've said that time and time again. We have another situation in Precinct 1 over in Diane. And I called a duck on it. And he ended up changing his contractors and changing his entire process. Because
Magnolia Ridge.
Yes, sir. When it was taken in before my time, it tore up within a year and a half. An asphalt road, a hot mix asphalt road, should last 20 years plus.
Yes, sir.
Andy's been called to my attention that the county has been doing some work on student property. I guess parking lots or so forth. Is that done under interlocal agreement?
We have an interlocal agreement.
You can talk to him after. We're talking about budget right now.
Okay, well, I thought that didn't have to do with the budget. I'm sorry.
No.
On the let two go in the raises, Andy, I nothing personal. I don't feel good about somebody giving themselves a raise, so I think your raise should be considered by the court.
That's fine. I have no problem. If I can get it for my employees, I'm happy.
Okay.
With that, I could.
My math is not adding up.
I can give you what I was
doing. Okay.
I'm getting 32,344 for the two part time.
I got 34,944.
That's what I'm giving from the.
Okay.
kids out of the store.
That's okay, but.
Okay, we have to.
I screwed it up.
You did.
It's gonna be a little different. It's gonna be another $2,500.
Okay.
Plus matching, it's gonna be more like $37,500.
So long as you have a couple grand. But.
Still saving. It's still not insurance.
But we're not gonna get $1,500.
Oh, okay. Okay.
See?
It's all you've earned that.
Now, this number here, this is what you gain in revenue, this is what we've agreed to spend.
Yes.
So we're still 80 out?
Yes.
We're still coming out here.
$80,000, plus what's in contingency.
We have consensus.
We're still shooting for the work out.
Dean, I think we have consensus on this, to get the number.
Is there, these two are saying yes?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. All right, y'all just work the math out and reflect it in the next proposed budget. All right, 625 is right away. We're gonna take, that $27,000 has to be there for the Lake of the Pines Bridge. 633 allocation to organizations. Any concerns or questions there? Down here, anything?
Thank you.
All right. Indigent Health. Last year was a bad year, this year's been better. Do y'all wanna leave it the way I proposed it? Do you wanna shave some of it off?
I talked to Ruth, and we have two that are gonna carry over that will max out. So you're looking at $60,000 just in those two. And you've got about 14 that are gonna carry over.
So my numbers are probably okay?
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, if we don't use it, then at least it's there.
What's it, $135,000? $135,000?
And Paul, didn't she say she needed some more money somewhere else?
Who what?
What, didn't she say she needed some more money in something else?
Education every other year.
Okay.
Every other year?
I think she said that it was written in everywhere that she, what she had asked for.
Okay.
All right. Any other concerns about Indigent Health?
Contracted services, do we need, there was $15 spent this year, do we need something there?
What?
Have those searches?
Well, contracted service.
Right.
And that's, I mean, we've got one person that has come back and said that there had been accepted, and so we stand a possibility of being able to get some money back on that, so. I would say, because she only does it every now and then, or, you know, somebody's maxing out.
$20.
Go ahead. 650, the county library. You're good with it?
Yeah, I'm good too.
Everybody else good?
Good.
Extension service. Where did Julie go?
She's in Dallas, at the zoo.
Oh, that's right. At the zoo.
She's having another circus with another.
She's at the zoo.
She didn't say anything.
Did I put it in there?
What?
What, 400, under?
No.
What? What? Education and travel?
What more we put in, what do we?
Association dues, 450?
Yep, she'd like a secretary. Okay, everything else is all right. All right, there's no other concerns in 665. Waste disposal. That's okay.
That's your dump days if y'all want to still continue those.
Okay.
That's dump days?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You and Commissioner Spencer do the majority of the work on that. Dump days.
I'm just a laborer, she's the brains.
Okay, so insurance claims, y'all were in the meeting. Do we just need to wait until y'all have a further proposal?
I think we'll know something next Thursday on that.
All right. So Brandy, yes ma'am.
I had one special fund I wanted to say something about before you were dirt.
Yeah, you do too. Yes ma'am, go ahead.
Fund 203, the child protection fee, the Northeast Texas Child Advocacy Center. I had just estimated when I put $3,000 in on there on the expense line, but I think we had previously communicated to them it was going to be about $2,500 a year going forward.
Okay.
So I think we can drop that to $2,500.
Go ahead and do that. Now, as you make these changes and you got money left over, just put it in the contingency line item. As you move money out of those expense items that we changed today, just put it in contingency. And then make, okay, you know what I'm saying. Okay.
One quick question.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It was my attention on those, and I didn't know when I brought it up when we were talking about checking for budget. That was brought to my attention. I have $200 in mileage reimbursement, and the other judges have $1,000 or a little bit more. Is that true?
Yes.
Is there any reason why mine would be less than anybody else? I'm just
asking. Yes. Because that JP hasn't been using that.
Do you anticipate
you'll be making the death calls and?
I anticipate to be. I hate to say this, because I don't want to go front page of the paper, but I have to do my job. I put it that way.
Well, you're going to be able to take your rotation and do your.
I'm going to do my job, and yes, sir. So that's
okay.
I didn't even notice. It wasn't. It was brought to my attention that it was 200. And where everybody else is $1,000.
We probably need to increase that from 200 to 1,000.
Good. I'm good.
All right.
I've got another proposal.
Thanks for bringing that. I mean, that's important. It's important. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I just found out.
Commissioner Barker.
We didn't talk about it today, so I'm going to bring it up now. But we've been talking about this new holiday pay that we've been fooling with for years, trying to use it or lose it or cap it or don't cap it or whatever. So I'm going to make a proposal to the Commissioner's Court that we pay right now, before the end of this fiscal year, all the new holiday pay.
Okay.
All the new holiday pay.
Can you talk about what you're going to do next fiscal year?
Yeah. Right. I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you... I thought you wanted to talk about next year. We'll
it's all combined. It's all combined. I'm talking about next year. It's all one package.
We'll skip the part about this year. Go right this year.
And then
you want let's just be careful. Let me just say it this way on the record. Do you want an agenda item for the next meeting to pay all new holiday time completely off? Is that what you want?
Yes.
All right, no discussion. You're asking for an agenda item to pay off all new holiday on the next agenda.
To discuss and take action.
All right, thank you. That's all we can talk about.
And for next year's budget then, going forward, to pay all holidays as they come due. Okay? With a caveat that unless you work the full day before the holiday or the full day following the holiday, you're not eligible for the holiday pay.
If it's your regularly scheduled.
If you're not scheduled, it doesn't matter. But if it's your regularly scheduled day to work, you work a full day ahead of the holiday and a full day after the holiday, and we pay all the holidays as they come due.
What's the person on vacation?
Are we still talking about next year's budget?
We're talking about next year's budget. Pay it as it accrues.
Explain it one more time, Mr. Berger, you said for what?
If it's your regularly scheduled day to work, and you don't work that full day before the holiday or after, if it's your regularly scheduled, then you're not eligible for holiday.
What if it's your day off?
A regular scheduled work day.
What if they have time to take off?
Amen.
Do they have to physically be there, or can they take time to still be paid for holiday?
Not if it's their regularly scheduled day to work.
But if they have time to take off, are you saying they have to physically be there to get paid their paid holiday?
It's like taking time off.
If they're using a comp day before the holiday.
Yeah, that's fine. What you're trying to do is keep people from leaving early.
Right.
It really does, I mean, it's really, that's not gonna really.
Well.
Because they're not guilty of that. People are paying.
If they're burning off, okay. But they gotta burn off, their comp time if they got comp time.
In your little scenario here, that you said that if you had the day off and the day after, what if that falls on Friday?
What
if the holiday's on Friday?
Your regular scheduled day would be Monday, wouldn't it?
I'm not. So I'm not arguing with you, Commissioner Barker, but the people that accrue new holiday time are the deputies and the jailers
and
the dispatchers. And they don't leave early. They're not.
In other words, it's their scheduled regular scheduled day off. I mean, so basically saying that is going, well, there's going to be certain circumstances where they didn't get to take that day off, but they got the following day off.
Because they can't work that day. Because
they can't work that day. Those jailers, dispatchers, and deputies have to do work.
But it's not.
If they're not at work, they take a holiday, vacation, sick, whatever, comp day. Okay? But if they're not doing that and they're here and they work their shift, they work their 4 days on, 4 days off, that they've worked their time. That's the days off that they get. That's not compensated by a holiday. That's the day they get.
I'm not talking about days they're supposed to be off. I'm talking to their regular scheduled day.
That's the thing. If their regular scheduled day, they won't be off.
But if they were to call in, if they were.
They might not be.
I think he's saying if they call in on their day before, yeah, the day after.
Isn't that what you're saying? If they call in? So
basically, if
they're trying to make them a 3 day holiday, is what you're saying.
Right.
But why would you care if they're taking comp time or. If they're taking leave time off, yeah. I mean, what would it matter?
I mean, I would be up for
what business is here?
Is that, you know, if you wanted to pay as you go kind of thing, then you would pay either the deputies, jailers, and dispatchers, and go ahead and pay them that holiday.
I guess maybe you're right.
Or if they're not, because they're not ever going to get it because it'll accrue anyway.
Let's just cut to the chase. What you're concerned about are the offices that close on noon the day before a holiday.
You bet.
They don't accrue new holiday time. It doesn't affect you. What he's saying doesn't affect you. It only affects people that are going to be accruing that new holiday time. Kathy, how many non-sheriff employees have new holiday time?
I mean, you're going to have a couple of road and bridge maybe that had to be called out because of storms or whatever, but they use theirs, so they don't.
If you let them leave early, Andy, and then you have a storm, if you let them leave early the day before a holiday, and then you have a storm and they have to come back to work, they ain't gonna get no holiday time. That's what he's saying. Do you understand?
Right, and I have a problem with that.
Right.
If it's a holiday.
If they have time built up.
No, he's saying if you just leave early.
No, if they put down comp time and are taking that, they can accrue that holiday time. But if they say at lunch, I'm going home early, I'm not taking comp time, then they don't get holiday time.
If a holiday is on a Thursday and somebody works on Wednesday, full day, they get the holiday on Thursday, but what if they call on Friday and say, you know, gosh, I'd like to have this 5-day weekend with Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And they're not using comp time.
And they're not using their comp time. They just call in for whatever reason. They don't use it because they were not required to use something or be here. The full day schedule before and after. And then it jeopardizes you. Because they just took off.
Nobody, you're confused. That is not, you're confusing the issue. Nobody in his department does that. They don't, they're not guilty of any of that.
Yeah, because they have to be staffed. I think that's the key.
Let's
pay as you go. I'm good with that. I don't like the stipulation that's on and off thing, but if you want to take
It doesn't affect you.
Yeah. Whether it's in there or not doesn't affect you. Because more or less his hours are mandated.
Your hours are mandated.
What you're trying to do is, the people you're trying to control do not get new holiday time.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean.
Sorry, I'm getting edgy.
Well, it's up to the elected official in that department to control his people or her people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all there is to it. So we pay off holiday time and let just pay the holiday time off and go.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Your people do not accrue new holiday time.
I've talked to Diana Cecil about it. It's something where the elected official decides when their office is open or when their office.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion, second, to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.